WildTalkRadio.com. The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
The Wild Talk Radio Network now presents The Evolution in Online Pro Wrestling Sports Entertainment.
You on drugs?
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Everything that guy just says bullshit.
Bringing you the news and everything else in the world of professional wrestling.
You will not use that kind of language in my court. You understand me?
Hosted by Tim Stein.
I'm wearing clothes.
The Omega.
I apologize, sir, but this is how I dress.
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
That's one hell of an ego you've got.
Special guest host this week, local indie wrestler, Keishi Matsunaga.
Looking formal, aren't we?
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels, and you are listening to Wild Talk Radio.
It's me. It's that D-O-double-G Robin once again with Wild Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, this is X-Pac with D-Generation X.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Let's get this cleared up right now.
And the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
You were serious about that?
WTR Sunday night.
Sit down and stay there until you're told to leave.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. So, did your favorite get fired this week?
Just
a general question. I mean, a lot of them did. Did anyone complete their bingo card?
I didn't have a bingo card, but I'm definitely going to make one for next year. I've also set a notification in my phone yearly for April 15th, so there's that. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's a weird night, it's a weird week of wrestling, so we're going to do something weird, and we'll explain that when we get to the top of the rundown. But for now, this is the Omega, the be-all, end-all of the network. Joining me tonight, I believe we have a Sir Rockin.
I'm here, I'm also watching a pay-per-view, so multitasking.
Oh yeah, that's going on too.
Yeah, history's made, but no one's promoting it. But history's being made.
No spoilers. I'm watching it later.
That's fine. It's history's being made. No promotion.
So the one chiming in during the opening, you heard him. He is Keishi Matsunaga.
Yeah, that's me. I'm here to pretend I know what's happening.
Aren't we all?
Yes.
You've learned my secret for years now.
I mean, I'm glad I at least picked up on it instead of wandering around listlessly, not knowing what's going on.
Exactly. So, and the one who has to figure out how to turn this into a listenable show, the one and only Tim Stein.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening.
Try.
I have tried for like 18 years.
Not trying hard enough.
Well, I'll try harder. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Academy Awards edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. The Omega introducing everybody and kicking off the show. We tried getting Ricky Gervais. I heard he wasn't busy tonight. Reached out on social media, but never heard back from him. So you're stuck with us, guys.
I mean, I'm stuck with me all the time, so now the rest of you can feel my pain.
But I'm bum-ching.
Self-deprecation does not become you, Mr. Keishi Matsunaga.
But it's my favorite type of humor, Tim Stein.
Oh, my goodness. Well, oh, fine. All right. I guess. Whatever. It works. So, yeah, what we're doing tonight is just a tiniest little bit of a different thing here. We're going to talk wrestling, but we're actually giving out awards. It's the first annual Wrestling Academy Awards on Wrestle Talk Radio.
Yeah.
The WAS.
That doesn't have a great ring to it. Really. Tim went, hey, we need something fun to do. I went, well, it's Oscar season, so here we are.
And I said, well, why don't we do an award show? Yeah, we tie in.
We need something fun to do. Well, we're not talking wrestling then.
So we have seven categories for the gentlemen to discuss, and we have production.
Our first award, Best Cinematic Moment in a Wrestling Series. The nominees are John Cena turns heel in the Firefly Funhouse, WWE, Otis wins Money in the Bank, WWE, Matt Hardy chases down Sammy Guevara with a golf cart at Stadium Stampede, AEW, The Undertaker buries AJ Styles in the Boneyard, WWE. It is now time to discuss.
And discuss we're supposed to.
We spare no expense on this award show.
Yes, I'm a big fan of that guest. I follow his work closely.
What?
The announcer who presented?
Yes, I caught that.
Yeah.
I was just like, what? Not as in what, but what? I think that makes fair enough sense. Anyway, Keishi.
I'm going to have to go with Matt Hardy chasing Sammy Guevara with the golf cart.
You enjoyed that one, did you?
So very much. Like, yeah. I mean, I would, if I had the opportunity to be either the driver or Sammy Guevara, I would have just, it would have been, it probably would have made my year over all of the others. So yeah, that's my pick.
Fair enough. Omega.
I'm going to have to go with Otis winning Money in the Bank.
Really?
It's such, well, aside from the match itself is one of the most ridiculous matches ever.
Yeah.
Cause it's such a weird thing. Like credit to WWE, they had to come up with something last minute because of pandemic. Mm-hmm. And I think a wrestling match going through Titan Towers is actually a pretty cool idea.
Like, it was kind of neat.
It set up a lot of little fun moments. And yeah, like the unexpected part of Otis winning thanks to Miz being an idiot. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a hilarious little cap off. I wish it went somewhere after that, but as a moment, I thought it was really, really fun.
Alrighty then. All four of these candidates for the best cinematic moment in wrestling series, very, very well chosen out of a field of tens of different ideas. And the Academy worked really hard at narrowing down the choice to the four. We got to, of course, it was John Cena turning heel at the Firefly Funhouse. I got a funny feeling that Lindsay might have picked that one, maybe. Just guessing. But then again, you never know. Of course, it was Otis winning the Money in the Bank, Matt Hardy chasing down Sammy Guevara, and the final entrant in the category, Undertaker, buries AJ in the Boneyard at WrestleMania last year. And that was my choice, actually. It was very innovative, very very interesting, very well done. And we got pretty much just about every incarnation of the Undertaker in what turned out to be his final match for WWE, going out on his own terms. Mm-hmm. And actually going out a winner, which is not the norm, is the standard rule in wrestling, as we know, Keishi, is when you go out on your back.
Usually, yep.
Yeah.
Well, usually the match doesn't involve fall away walls with ninjas behind them.
Indeed. Or druids?
Yeah, they're druids, but they're in the role of just like the mooks.
Oh, so like nindruids.
Nindruid. I'm writing this down. I'm making a comic book.
Nindruid. Okay.
As long as I get that Bill Finger mention, I'll be happy.
There you go. All right.
So the Pro Wrestling Academy of Twitter decided these winners tonight.
Yes, we ran a poll starting yesterday that literally just as the show started expired.
Yep. So here we go.
And the Oscar goes to The Undertaker buries AJ Styles in the Boneyard, WWE.
There you go.
As voted on by the Academy of Twitter.
That's yeah. Fair. I mean, that match was great. I thought we were just talking about moments within those.
Okay. Well, no, like it's the cinematic moment like that in a wrestling series. Meaning show, because you know, it's a takeoff of the Academy, so it would be a series, right? So
well,
it's the show's Raw, SmackDown.
No,
Yeah.
The point was,
like, moment in a series is like burying AJ Styles, which overall out of that entire match was kind of okay. Like, if I was voting on cinematic match, I would have picked Taker.
Well, if I was not continually interrupted, I would have gotten there the long way.
But we don't like long ways.
Well, we got to fill time somehow, Kesh.
Nah, I guess.
With our next award.
Our next award, Best Wrestling Series, Monday Night Raw, Friday Night SmackDown, AEW, Dynamite, WWE, NXT. It is now time to discuss.
And let's go throw this one to Omega to start off.
I like how our discussions are completely superfluous because we had no say in the voting.
Well, you could have voted.
I could have. I feel like that would be disqualifying.
No, you're allowed to vote in this. Casey voted.
Did I?
Did you?
Did I?
You did, didn't you?
I'll never tell.
The only one who couldn't vote was Rock, because he's the one who posted the polls, at least on the one account.
Yeah.
Best wrestling series, the one that entertains me the most consistently is still NXT. Yeah, I like seeing new faces. I like seeing just them being young. The people who are there trying to make it to the main roster are young and hungry and looking for that to prove themselves, which leads to really cool things. And the people who want to stay in NXT are trying to avoid what the main roster would do to them, so they get to continue to be themselves, and that is also a very good thing.
Which is good. You have very good points. NXT, it's a very entertaining product, and it's just unfortunate that I don't get the chance to watch it as often as I would like. But I am working on making an effort to catch it a little more often. Geishi, your turn.
Mine is definitely between Dynamite and NXT. Only they just seem to be the ones that I always make sure that I watch every week. Raw and SmackDown are ones that I kind of watch in the background while I do other things, because they don't hold my attention like the other two do.
Background noise.
Minus like certain segments are just not enough to, you know, hold my attention. Dynamite and NXT front to back are shows that I watch all the time. Lately NXT has been holding my attention more though. So I'm gonna go NXT.
Right. Fair enough. Well, I'm sticking with the flagship show. I've been invested in that since it debuted back in 1992. And again, it is, you know, air quotes, the flagship show for everything else that's out there, not just WWE programming. It's the one that I'm able to watch on a regular ongoing basis. My vote's for that, but I'm giving honorable mention to the latest incarnation of SmackDown, which I am finding to be actually more entertaining more often than not.
That's fair.
And I can't really voice with NXT and Dynamite because again, I've already brought this up, trying to catch NXT more often, but I still haven't had enough ongoing regular exposure to it to be able to include it. And I really need to check out Dynamite. I think I've watched two shows since AEW came into existence.
It's really not fair that we spent years saying there needs to be an alternative and we wish there was something else besides WWE, and now that there is, we barely pay attention to it.
You're absolutely correct. And for me, it's just it's just a case of with everything that I'm doing now, I just wind up being too busy. Most nights of the week. My least busy night of the week is Monday.
Tim, don't lie to the people. You watch hockey.
Well, I watch hockey too, but that's beside the point.
Let's be clear. You watch hockey, which is fine.
But hockey's on all different nights, including Mondays.
I understand.
So here's the thing. After hockey, I can watch the replay of Raw.
There's a lot. There's two.
On Sportsnet 360.
Trying to keep up with wrestling and also wanting to watch, you know, a sport is hard.
But at the same time, I'm not kidding. My least busy, my least busy nights lately are Mondays, period.
Okay.
And it's like, doing the work that I'm doing. I usually don't pack up my tools and clean up my my home shop until after 9 p.m., at which point I have a late dinner and get cleaned up and then go to bed. All so, right. But yeah, my pick has to be Raw just because of circumstances.
And the Oscar goes to AEW Dynamite.
That might be a sign. Interesting.
I mean, at least some people who have complained about getting a different product are watching it.
I will say when I do catch bits of AEW, there is some extremely entertaining stuff on that show.
Yeah, I mean, I watch it. I definitely watch it more for not the Elite.
I mean, I would tune in just for Orange Cassidy if I knew he was on every week.
Yeah, he's. I mean, there are a lot of Dynamite has done a great job at giving exposure to a lot of talent that I definitely wouldn't have otherwise known about. So, I mean, that is also one of the reasons why I watch on the regular. I mean, I try and watch as much wrestling as possible anyway. And it's kind of nice to see like a little bit of a change of pace in how they work based, like, as opposed to have like the WWE pattern. So yeah, I usually do it like one WWE and then as much of everything else as I can, be it Dynamite, Impact, MLW, New Japan, whatever.
Also, Dynamite follows their same format every single week. Long Jericho promo, bunch of brawls, so many people on television, and you go home.
Oh, it's true, but it's slightly different than Monday Night Raw.
Oh, I know.
And SmackDown.
But yeah. There was a period there where every week there's a big giant brawl.
Oh yeah, and like I say, that's why NXT is holding my attention better right now.
All right, next one.
Our next award. Best Musical Performance in a Wrestling Series. John Cena raps in the Firefly Funhouse, WWE. Chris Jericho amp, MJF on Dynamite, AEW. Bad Bunny at the Royal Rumble, WWE. Miz Am Morrison, Hey Hey Hop Hop, WWE. It is now time to discuss.
Well, I'd like to point out that on the rundown sheet that we all received from the producer, there is a bit of a mistake there.
I know, I caught it and changed
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Ms. Morrison, hey, hey, hop, hop. On our rundown, on our run sheet, it says AEW.
It does. I know. I saw that.
Yeah, yeah. I just pointing out that you're not as perfect as you think you are, so get off everybody else's case.
Nah.
Keishi.
Yo.
What's up, man?
I don't even remember what John Cena rapped about. Not that it wasn't good, but I just don't remember. I mean, the Bad Bunny Royal Rumble thing, I thought it was all right, especially after the fact. I went back and I watched the actual music video for a comparison.
Yeah.
And one of the things that like I don't like more than anything are like people that don't sound the same in like their produced music as they do live. He sounds the same, so I'll give him that. I never saw Hey Hey Hop Hop. I saw Hey Hey Ho Ho. Does that count?
You didn't see Hey Hop on Raw?
No.
Holy, what the hell's wrong with you?
So many things. There's a list as long as 1,004 holds.
Know a couple of them, so.
And not seeing Hey Hey Hop Hop is on that list.
Is every fourth problem you have an armbar?
No, but it is an arm-related problem.
Okay.
Whether it be like tennis elbow, my fingernails are too long. They're also too healthy and I have to cut them too often. My knuckles don't crack enough, you know, stuff like that. So I'm going to go with the dinner debonair.
Alrighty then.
For Tim, that was Jericho and MJF.
Yeah.
Right. Sorry.
Omega.
See, I am not I'm not really a fan of Bad Bunny's music, nor Miz and Morrison's. Much as they try, you know, like a grade schooler at a recital, they try. See, I liked Cena's rap in the Firefly Funhouse. I like throwing back to the original John Cena. I like that, you know, if this is our final performance for John, he has one last old school like Dr. Thugonomics promo in him. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if it counts as a rap or as a musical performance. You know, it's mostly just the rhyming disses he used to do. Just for how extravagantly over the top it is, I would probably go Jericho and MJF.
On Dynamite. Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I'm probably in a bit of a minority. I'm kind of in the same ballpark as you, Omega. Bad Bunny is not that genre. It would not be my first pick. for something to listen to, just to listen to. Not big on most rap music to begin with. I got a kick out of Miz and Morrison's Hey Hop Hop. I think I'm in the minority in how much I enjoyed it and felt entertained by it. Just it was funny. Presented the way it was presented, it was entertaining. But despite the fact you don't really think it was a rap performance, my pick was like John Cena at WrestleMania 36, and just being the callback that it was.
And the Oscar goes to John Cena raps in the Firefly Funhouse, WWE.
So that answers that one.
Fair enough, yeah. Fair enough.
That's that one down.
Next one.
Our next award. Best Supporting Actress in a Wrestling Series, Alexa Bliss with Bray Wyatt, WWE, Rebel with Dr. Britt Baker DMD, AEW, Zelina Vega with Andrade, WWE, Scarlett with Karrion Kross, NXT. It is now time to discuss.
Who had it first last time?
Tim, you go first.
Why don't I go first this time? Out of all of these, the only one that I actually paid any attention to was Alexa Bliss with Bray Wyatt, not versus Bray Wyatt. It was very entertaining, and even though it's gone on for quite some time and doesn't look to end anytime soon with all of the twists that they have recently introduced, it hasn't gotten stale, really hasn't. It's helped move storylines and plots and such along, and I'm right now very interested to see where they're going with it. It's Alexa Bliss with Bray Wyatt, Keish.
Yeah. See, I'm picking Zelina Vega for the sole reason that, like, Zelina Vega made me care more about Andrade than if Andrade had been by himself. Mm-hmm. Whereas a lot of these other people, like Bray Wyatt, Britt Baker, Karrion Kross, I didn't necessarily need them to have support in order for me to care about them.
Okay.
So, like, Zelina Vega, not saying that, you know, Alexa, Rebel, and Scarlett are bad in any sense, but Zelina just stood out as, like, she was the support that Andrade needed, if you understand what I mean.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah, so that's why I'm leaning that way.
Okay.
Like, I enjoyed Alexa Bliss before, during, and after Bray Wyatt. That was just, I mean, that pairing is going to be great no matter how you look at it, because they're two great characters. They're two good wrestlers. I did enjoy Rebel and Britt Baker. Rebel's doing a fantastic job with what she's doing, but I don't think Rebel needed to be there for Britt Baker to be Britt Baker. And Karrion Kross, while having Scarlett is a bonus, it's not necessary. So I think Zelina was the best support because she got the person that she was supported over the most, in my opinion.
Fair enough, but your pick presupposes that you have to have interest in Zelina Vega to begin with.
That's fair.
Yeah. So, what about you, Omega?
For me, this is easy. I mean, Zelina made Andrade interesting, yeah. Scarlett, I'm not sure, adds much to Karrion right now. And then, like, I think, honestly, after what Britt's been doing lately, I don't think she needs support from anybody.
Mm-hmm.
For me, Alexa's transformation was incredible. Like, to go from, she was already doing really good stuff. You know, I really did like her friendship with, you know, with, God, why did my brain blank there?
Casey, you want to help him out?
Nikki Cross.
There you go.
Thank you.
No God, problem.
I had a long day. But I liked the friendship with that. I liked that you didn't know if Alexa was just like heel manipulating her or not, or if she really was her friend. And then we move on to Bray, where it's just such a 180 and she's so freaking good at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's, Alexa's always played a great character, but until you give her something like this, cause we've never, you know, cause this is like, this is Undertaker shit. We've seen guys doing Undertaker shit, as a pro wrestling gimmick before. I don't recall a woman, especially in WWE, they've never let like a supernatural woman be a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she's killing it, and for whatever reason, like, this is such a weird character change given where she was, but she's owning it and it seems perfect.
Excellent analysis.
And the Oscar goes to Alexa Bliss with Bray Wyatt, WWE.
And about there's time I got one.
There's that one. You finally picked what the majority did.
I mean,
I don't know if that's a good thing.
I also wouldn't necessarily call Alexa Bliss a supporting actress with what she's doing. She didn't support anybody as much as she was just like doing awesome by herself.
Our next award, Best Supporting Actor in a Wrestling Series, Paul Heyman with Roman Reigns WWE, Tully Blanchard with FTR, AEW, Daz with Brian Cage Amp, Ricky Starks, AEW, Jey Uso with Roman Reigns, WWE. It is now time to discuss.
And we'll kick it off with Omega.
Here I have to go with Jey.
Mm-hmm.
I've said it before on the show, that's a role he was thrown into just out of bad circumstances.
Yep.
And I've bought into it the whole way. He has performed, he has done, he's played his role extremely well. I believe in this guy as a character and a performer, where I remember making fun of like being the Jey Uso, like, this is just as low and nobody as you could get. You're not even the best you, because you got a twin brother in the company.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that he was just given this ball because they had to do something with him and he's rolling with it so well, I think speaks volumes of his talent.
Very well stated. Keishi.
I agree with Omega. Jey Uso, this is the best Jey Uso I have ever seen. MVP of SmackDown as a supporting character for sure. Don't get me wrong, Paul Heyman's doing a good job, but Paul Heyman also has like, what, 300 years of experience? So it's expected that he does a good job. Just like Omega said, Jey was kind of thrown this curveball, and he hit it out of the park so far. So I'm going to go with that.
Excellent. And of course, taking a look at all of these four, very, very strong candidates. And it would be hard not to pick Paul Heyman just because of what the guy does. And he may not have as much speaking time as he potentially could, but when he does, he's one of the most eloquent MFers in professional wrestling on a microphone. And every time he picks up a mic, it's a school. It's a class on how to cut promos. It really is. But that said, how can you not pick Jey Uso just with what everything's been going on, confronting Roman and then back, being forced to submit and back him up and being his lackey and doing his dirty work for him before Roman appears on the scene. My pick is Jey Uso.
And the Oscar goes to Paul Heyman with Roman Reigns WWE.
Well, the Twitter
fingers
Academy,
not on the pulse of our audience, Tim.
Yeah, nope. The Twitter Academy has spoken, and I see why they picked Paul, and I pointed out why he was a strong candidate. Right?
Oh yeah,
you can't be surprised.
Nope.
That's the thing, though. Like, I've seen Paul Heyman be the best thing in pro wrestling for a long damn time.
Yep.
I am, at this point, that's old hat. if anything, we're seeing a more subdued Paul Heyman because he's not trying to overpower Roman Reigns.
Maybe that's our problem, is we have become so used to Paul Heyman that what he does in the background is something we've wound up turning a blind eye to, maybe, because we're so used to it, if that makes sense. It's become part of the background scenery.
The thing is, I know Paul Heyman's going to be good. I had no idea Jey Uso was going to be good.
Yep.
Paul Heyman being a good supporting actor is like knowing the sun's going to come up every day. It just happens.
Yeah, basically. This is true. But this being said, this does not mean that we're saying that our followers who have picked Paul Heyman are wrong. We're not wrong either.
Yeah.
But it may be a case of we're a little bit too close to it compared to the more casual viewer.
Our next award, Best Actress in a Wrestling Series. Bayley, WWE. Sasha Banks, WWE. Dr. Britt Baker DMD, AEW. Hikaru Shida, AEW. It is now time to discuss.
How much did that auto voice choke on a Japanese name? Like, I'm legitimately curious how many misspellings it took to get it to actually say it right.
I copied and pasted what was in the document and got it right the first time.
Oh, the first time. That's surprising.
You didn't have to spell it out phonetically.
Nope.
And sometimes with the computer generated voice, you have to spell phonetically for it to pronounce it properly.
Oh yeah, they don't like the word live or live.
Nope.
Anyway, I'm not gonna go.
I mean, okay. I just talked up Britt Baker, but
here we go.
The competition here.
Swerve.
I mean, I'm basically like boiling it down to like the lights out match where, good lord, I didn't know she had that in her.
Uh-huh.
But if we're going for best actress, best overall performance, you know, especially over the last, you know, 12 months between WrestleManias, I have to give that to Bayley. She has been so good during the pandemic era, the long reign as the women's champion, the slimy heel that she has turned into, and now going to more of an obnoxious heel and still being highly entertaining when she does it. This is, again, a situation of, you know, I didn't think this would be the kind of thing that Bayley was capable of, you know, and same as, you know, Jey Uso.
Yeah.
Where I feel like, you know, I've said it before in the show, you know, what Bayley does is she takes a women's division, she carries it on her back, and this time she carried the SmackDown women's division through one of the hardest periods WWE's ever had.
Yep.
You know, I don't think that can be understated that she's just consistently entertaining both as a performer in the ring and a character on a microphone.
Yep. Exceedingly entertaining. Geish.
Ding dong. Hello, Bayley.
That's all you gotta say?
That's all I gotta say. I mean, it's just like Omega said, she carried during the most difficult year in wrestling, possibly. And like, yeah, can't say enough good things about Bayley's character over the last year and,
you know,
how just fantastic of a job she did and is continuing to do. Bayley all the way.
Well, I'm going to take you to task on one thing, and it's what you said, that she carried during the worst year in a long time. I wouldn't say carried so much as led, just because that women's locker room is just so incredible right now. And we're going to look back in like 15 years and like this is the attitude era of the women's locker room, if that makes sense.
Sure. But I mean, saying that Bayley carried the women's division doesn't necessarily mean that no one else did. You could look at it as like the women in the women's division were a mosh pit, mm-hmm. and the women's division itself was a stage dive.
They all took turns jumping off the stage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But I still say led as opposed to carried is a more apropos.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No, carried is the right term because she didn't just carry division. She carried television shows.
Yeah.
Raw, SmackDown, and NXT. She was on all three shows.
I'm sticking with led being a better word. But again, this is just, you know, quibbles. Really. Omega, you brought up Dr. Britt Baker, and you pointed out to one specific thing with Britt.
The fact that a a real life dentist as a wrestling dentist gimmick, mm-hmm. is suddenly the women's hardcore icon.
How is it possible, if Bailey's not on this list, how is it possible to overlook her?
I mean, she's been fantastic. The only reason that I would, the only reason where I would put Bailey over Britt is because AEW doesn't focus on its women's division as much as WWE has done in the last few years.
Yeah, that's a fair statement. And I've got nothing to argue with or argue about with either one of you guys. My choice ultimately overall is Bailey, just because of what she was able to successfully accomplish, again, during a very, very difficult time. Probably a time that we'll never see again, as bad in our lifetimes, potentially, possibly, most likely.
Hopefully.
and hopefully. But, my choice is Bailey. However, this might be a bit of a surprise to you when, the envelope is opened up. Rock?
And the Oscar goes to Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, AEW.
Y'all just like that one match.
No, I dispute.
I like how
it
Tim
should be listed as a tie, Brock.
No, nope.
Bailey and Britt both got 31.8% of the vote.
It's Britt Baker. And our final one.
I like how we're not the tiebreaker, even though we all win Bailey.
Yep.
Our final award. Best actor in a wrestling
series.
That
counts as those votes.
Roman Reigns, WWE. Chris Jericho, AEW. Kenny Omega, AEW. Drew McIntyre, WWE. It is now time to discuss.
Omega!
No, I've... See, the thing is, we're going by best actor is a very different thing than best performer.
Yep.
I could give Chris Jericho a lot of credit during the pandemic era as well.
Mm-hmm.
He has done a lot to try and be entertaining in AEW. He had my 2020 feud of the year with a fucking drone.
Yeah.
Okay, my question before you continue. Do you follow him on Twitter?
No, I don't follow any wrestlers on Twitter.
Okay, fair enough. Continue.
Okay. For me it is down to it is between the antics of Chris Jericho versus the complete tonal shift and how well it's gone of Roman Reigns.
Mm-hmm.
Is good Lord.
Oh, get out of my brain.
Get used to it.
Because it's both are highly entertaining. Both have been so good at what they've been doing, but it's such different flavors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not even a matter of this is better than the other. It is, what am I in the mood for right now? Honestly, when I go back and I start thinking about it, I want to give this to Chris Jericho.
Yeah.
Just based on sheer entertainment level, it's for Jericho. There's some steps lost in the ring. He's getting up there.
Well, when you get to be my age, you slow down a little bit.
But just as a consummate performer, as someone who puts entertainment above everything else, and is still constantly doing things that are new and refreshing, which is amazing at his point in his career.
Yep.
Yeah. It's he is the chameleon of pro wrestling. He changes up perfectly every time he needs to. I'm still highly entertained by Jericho.
Impressively stated. All right, so there's Jericho over Omega. What about you, Casey?
I'm also gonna give it to Chris Jericho for all of those same reasons.
Yeah,
the man understands the entertainment side of this industry. He has no problem pushing his ego aside for the betterment of the product. He has no problem making himself look like an ass for the betterment of the product. I'm not saying Roman Reigns has done a bad job. Roman Reigns has done phenomenal since becoming the tribal chief.
Mm-hmm.
But consistently, day in, day out, and I hate to use the term, but Jericho does what's best for business over anything else. He works with the younger guys. He'll give them the rub. He'll give them a platform to elevate themselves at his expense, to his detriment, and still manage to keep himself kind of in the conversation, not necessarily as, you know, the best wrestler ever anymore, which, I mean, he could still probably kick my ass, but he just, yeah, from like consistently good, consistently doing the right thing for the right reasons, consistently entertaining. So going with Chris Jericho.
Fair enough. Omega, you brought up a specific animal to describe Jericho. A chameleon. If Chris Jericho was a candy, what candy would he be?
No, there's
actually a logical thing here, and there's a right answer.
An everlasting gobstopper?
God damn it, you pegged it. Not only did you say gobstopper, you said everlasting gobstopper, because that's exactly what I was going to call him. But why, Casey? Why are Omega and I calling Chris the everlasting gobstopper?
Because he's been everlasting ever since he destroyed Dave Penzer's suit in WCW.
No.
Oh.
But that was a very good guess. Have you ever had an everlasting gobstopper, Cash?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean,
the longer it goes, the more flavors you find.
Yep. Yeah. Exactly. It does last forever. And every couple of minutes, you got a different flavor sneaking up. And that's Chris Jericho. That's you know, honorable mention to the whole storyline with the Tribal Chief and Roman Reigns pulling it off and the whole twist there. But my pick for absolutely everything everybody has said tonight, Chris Jericho. Following him on Twitter, and to tell you the truth, when I'm on Twitter, that's probably the most interaction I have regularly with anything AEW. And like, check out his account.
And the sometimes. Oscar goes to Chris Jericho, AEW.
And there it is. There are our awards for tonight, guys. Any arguments or anything? Any final words or whatever?
No, Bailey and Britt was a tie. We voted 3 times for Bailey. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, well, I'm in 100% agreement with you, because, you know, that has happened at the Academy Awards before, that it has been a tie and both actors were given an award. And so I think that by rights, both Bailey and Britt deserve the award, deserve one each, with it being the tie that it is.
I accept that.
Fair enough. Well, everybody, I hope you like the first annual Wrestling Academy Awards here on Wrest Talk Radio. We're calling it the first annual because based on feedback coming up, we'll probably do it again next year. It'll stretch from WrestleMania 37 through WrestleMania 38. So one full year of getting ready to vote in the next set of polls. This time next year. Are you looking forward to it, Casey?
Depending on what the categories are, yes.
All right. You're going to sleep over this one, aren't you, Omega?
I mean, I did as well tonight as I did in fantasy, so whatever.
There you go. Fair enough. All right. So that's the program this evening, guys. We hope that you enjoyed it. It was just a little bit of, you know, light-hearted fun tying in with the Oscars tonight. Don't forget, tomorrow night, immediately following Raw, it's the post show.
Raw post show, 11 p.m. Eastern, followed by the Rock Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. Season 2, Episode 17, which will be available at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
There you go. And that's a recorded podcast, correct?
Yeah, so because once Ms. and Mrs. ends, we drop the podcast.
There you go. That works perfectly.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Thursday night, 10 o'clock Eastern, is close to get to it. Another edition of the multi-time award-winning The Rack with Lindsay Ward.
We'll have news, notes, NXT, and more. It's The Rack Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. You don't want to miss it.
And if you're into watching other people play video games and have fun, check out twitch.tv/WTRLive and catch Fortnite with friends.
Yep. We do it on the channel.
was even right on the channel. Are you surprised?
You should know it by now.
Well, I know it by now. So, but yeah, Saturday night, midnight-ish, or as close as we get to it, another edition of how the hell are they going to figure out how to recreate the DeLorean CB radio.
It's CB Radio every Saturday night, midnight at CBRadioLive.com, GreaterThanGreatDebate.com.
Yeah. Yeah, of course, we're all over social media as much as we can. You can follow Wild Talk Radio Network at Wild Talk Radio. You can follow Wrestle Talk Radio at WTR Sunday Night, both on Twitter. But hey, Rock, did you know that Wrestle Talk Radio and Wild Talk Radio are also on Facebook?
Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network, Facebook.com/WTR Sunday Night, and Facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network.
There you go. And of course, all of us are on social media as well. If you're wondering why we don't pump out Rock on Twitter and Facebook, is because, well, he's Wild Talk Radio on Twitter. So we do pump him out. We just don't, you know, point it out. Except for I just did, so. But follow me on Twitter at Flames Forums, wrestling talk, hockey talks, all kinds of sports talk, some goofiness and other stuff. Find me there at Flames Forums. Omega,
mm-hmm.
You are becoming a monopoly.
Yeah, specifically the orange ones. Mm-hmm. So if you want to follow me everywhere on the internet, if you can find me over at Facebook and Instagram under The Plastic Addict. Everywhere else, please find me under the name TJ Omega. That is the Twitter handle. That is the YouTube channel. That is the website, TJOmega.net. And that is the Twitch channel at twitch.tv/TJOmega. I try to keep as busy as I can.
Well, it seems to be working for you. Keishi.
Yo.
Post something on Twitter.
I did. I retweeted a whole bunch of stuff for the episode 2 of the Clandestine Society that I was in last night. I tried to beat a vampire like Blade and ended up losing to a vampire like Xander from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Congratulations.
Yeah, but episode 3 of Act 2 of the Clandestine Society is dropping May 15th. You can find all that information on the Clandestine Society Twitter page, their Facebook page, their Instagram. You can follow me on Twitter as I retweet all that stuff at Kyle Driver. You can also find me when things get back to normal up here in Canada at RCW Wrestling, Real Canadian Wrestling.
There you go. And that's it. Don't forget next Sunday night, 10 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Mountain. There very well could be another edition of Wrestle Talk Radio.
WildTalkRadio.com.